What would make you cross the line to radically confront authorities, to demand your rights?
Women do not have the calmness of temperament or the balance of mind to exercise judgment in political affairs.
Vote for women!
A new film chronicles the pioneers who helped encourage the beginnings of the women's suffrage movement, a group of British women who were ready to die for that right, the right to vote, which they finally won in 1918. People need to be reminded that women in France had to wait until 1944. Women in Switzerland fought for their right to vote, granted only in 1971. And it was 1920 when women in the U.S. got the vote. This film about the brave British pioneers is called Suffragette, starring Carey Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and Meryl Streep as suffragette leader Emmeline Pankhurst. Sarah Gavron directed the film and talked about it with Emmeline Pankhurst's great-granddaughter, Dr. Helen Pankhurst. She says that her grandmother's radical activism didn't happen all at once back in the late 1800s. It was a slow build, she says, of frustrations and delays that led her to the militant suffragist cause.
It's important to see it as a gradual ratcheting up, both by the women themselves and by government. It isn't like a single act by them. It's following years and years and years, and I can't repeat it enough, and years of broken promises. So then what you have is them, the women, trying to get a voice, trying to find a way of being heard, and the government increasingly stopping them from using any legal mechanism of being heard. And then gradually, the whole thing becomes more and more vicious on both, well, more vicious on the government side, more willing to take anything and to keep pushing the boundaries on the women's side. And I think there is a fundamental difference between the extremism and the kind of violence that we hear about today and what they were doing, which was that they were very, very clear that there wasn't going to be any violence done to people other than the one that was done to them continuously. So clear blue water for me between their kind of radicalism and the type of things that we see in the world today.
Well, let's listen to the haunting voice, haunting to you, Helen, certainly, of Emmeline Pankhurst in the film Suffragette.
We are fighting for a time in which every little girl born into the world will have an equal chance with her brothers. Never underestimate the power we women have to define our own destinies. We do not want to be lawbreakers. We want to be lawmakers.
Helen, how did she do in evoking that time and that sense of your family?
Yeah, I think she was fantastic. I mean, Emmeline was an icon, remains an icon. And here's Meryl, the iconic actor, if ever there was one, and such a strong feminist, such a strong person in her own right playing this role. The two fuse together beautifully.
Sarah, I followed the film, the trailers, and the live panel discussions that you all have had, and have seen the sense and experienced the sense of enthusiasm that all of you have about this project. How does that translate into telling a story? You're really telling a story that has not been told in the big screen in this kind of treatment.
Yes, that's right. That's why we were so keen to bring it to the big screen, because it seemed it was a huge social movement. It made a huge impact on our history, and it seemed time to tell this story. We were very aware that we wanted to make it a good piece of cinema and a good watch, and we felt the way to do that was to connect the audience emotionally and tell a human story and one that people could relate to. So by centering it around a small group of women with Maud Watts, played by Carey Mulligan, at the centre, we followed her journey, and we felt that would be a way that would make it accessible.
Some of the male characters in this film come off as quite monstrous in their sense of ownership of women and women's bodies and that sort of thing. But you also have this sense, and I think it's much more nuanced, of men viewing, oh, for heaven's sakes, you want to vote. How silly. And on the other side, the women see this as absolutely revolutionary. That contrast is quite remarkable, and it really sort of speaks to the different points of view here and how this had to be a radical revolution. Helen?
You know, you have to live the life of subservience to understand there comes a point where people will say enough is enough. In any social movement, in any change historically, people will accept the daily grind, the daily injustice, and then there comes a point where they say no. And that point isn't the point at which most of the oppressors will understand and accept at that moment. So you do have to have this shifting of social norms and of individual people's perspectives. And that's what this film shows.
In the feminist movement in the United States and around the world, often a radicalism as a feminist is viewed by men as some sort of ambiguity regarding sexuality. Was that how radicalism was treated in Britain? It's quite subtle, as you've treated it here in the film, but it's nonetheless there. Sarah?
Yeah, I think that they suffered a lot and they were satired and they were ridiculed by the press. And there are some amazing cartoons and postcards that were released showing sort of grotesque looking women and, you know, the horrors of women who wanted to be emancipated and how crossing the line that was. I mean, I think what was really striking was how they were shamed, particularly the working class women who we were focusing on, you know, the shame in the community when you stepped out and spoke out, you know, that Edwardian society was all about respectability. So it makes what they did all the more remarkable, I think. Today, I'm heartened. I mean, I know that we've got a long way to go and that we have to keep fighting. But one thing that's happening and has happened kind of around this film is that there seems to be a re-engagement with using the word feminist and it being positive and it being appropriated by men and women. And, you know, it speaks to wanting equality, which we know is good for everybody.
What do you want a young girl, a digital native teenage girl who can't probably even imagine the idea of women in the West not voting? What do you want them to get out of this film, Sarah?
Well, I want them to realize how hard fought for these rights are and how recently they were won and how precious they are and how important it is to stand up and be counted and how I hope that they are empowered, if that's the right word, to speak out and challenge current inequalities. And in the States particularly, it'd be great if it encouraged people to use their vote. In the UK, we've got a dwindling population of voters amongst the young and particularly young women. And it really struck me making this film that you know, when the women got the vote in 1918, partially in 1928 fully, there was a slew of legislation that began to change their lives. It didn't go far enough, but it significantly changed their lives. And now our government doesn't care about young people because they don't go out and vote. So it's critically important to use that vote, and it's critically important to challenge inequality.
Sarah Gavron, Dr. Helen Pankhurst, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sarah Gavron is the director of Suffragette, and Dr. Helen Pankhurst is the great granddaughter of Emmeline Pankhurst, the British suffragette leader, portrayed by Meryl Streep in the film.